Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After nearly a year of production struggles, the Cambridge-based biotech giant, Genzyme, is facing growing pressure from shareholders and customers to catch up with demand for drugs it produces to treat some rare genetic disorders. Genzyme is expecting federal regulators to hit it with a fine of at least $175 million for quality control problems at the company's manufacturing plant in Alston. The plant was shut down but is now back in operation. However, Genzyme says it needs more time to get all the needed medications out. Joining us this morning to talk about all of this is Gary Pisano, professor of business administration at the Harvard Business School, who frequently writes about biotechnology. Morning, Professor, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here.
Professor, does the $175 million fine, the size of that fine, surprise you?
Well, it's a large fine. It doesn't surprise me. I think the FDA, you know, is trying to send a signal about, you know, the seriousness of the matter.
While it's accused of violating some manufacturing rules, Genzyme says that no patients were harmed by any of the drugs it produces, and the company's never been fined before, though.
That's right. And it's entire history, it's never been fined. You should point out, you know, FDA fines companies routinely for a whole range of matters, so it's not unusual to be fined. And there have been bigger fines given out to other companies for manufacturing problem. It's not an unusual thing for a company to be fined.
Could there be systematic operational problems with it, considering that the initial production glitch at the Alston plant came last summer and has been since followed up by others?
While the magnitude of their problem has been, you know, quite pronounced, you know, other companies have had, you know, similar troubles at times in the past. I can't speculate whether there's something systematic, but it has been, you know, clearly been a challenging period for the company's manufacturing operations.
So the fixes might not be simple.
The fixes, I think, are never simple. These are not simple manufacturing processes at all. They're very complex. They're very delicate. You're dealing with you know, biological processes, so issues around contamination are always present for every company who's doing a biologically produced drug.
And of course, since this sort of all involves guaranteeing safety, the safety of drugs, Genzyme is probably advised to be cautious and avoid rushing back into production, even though their shareholders might want production to resume quickly.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, you have to err completely in the direction of safety here, and I'm sure that's what Genzyme's been doing, and that's absolutely the right thing to do. At the end of the day in this business, you have to do what's right for patients. All of these companies have very stringent quality control procedures to make sure nothing contaminated gets out into the patient's hands, and you just have to be extremely careful as you come back online. And I'm sure that's part of the reasons why, even after they've had the problems fixed, that they're still not fully ramped up to their old production levels.
But what about the business problems that Genzyme might be facing because of this? I asked the question because Cerezyme, one of its drugs, generated more than $1 billion in sales for the company in 2008 alone. Genzyme must be hurting from this.
There's no doubt it has a bad financial impact on the company when you can't ship your lead products. It does show how critically important manufacturing operations are to the success and health of biotech companies. I think that's often forgotten. We think about the magic and wonder of the drugs themselves, and we tend to ignore the manufacturing as the kind of, you know, forgotten low-tech part. In fact, that part's extremely high-tech and is absolutely critical.
Professor Pisano, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure, Bob.
Gary Pisano is a professor of business administration at the Harvard Business School.